Welcome to the Sunshine Daily, the podcast designed to spread joy, inspire creativity, and get you motivated to live your best life. In this podcast, we chat personal development, lifestyle, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Charlotte Pratt, and whether you're looking to improve your mindset, add some positive vibes to your routine, or simply need a little boost, this podcast has you covered. So let's dive in. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Sunshine Daily Podcast. If you are listening in real time, happy Mindset Monday. Today officially kicks off week two of the podcast, which is so exciting. I feel like week one is sort of like a trial, and week two, we're like really, really getting into it. So happy Mindset Monday. For today's episode, we are going to be talking about something that I know a lot of people struggle with, and that is an all or nothing mindset. So we're going to be talking about what it is, and also I'm going to be giving you guys some tips and tricks for how to get out of it. So if you are lucky enough to not be plagued with the all or nothing mindset, it's basically a limiting belief that says if you can't do something perfectly, that you shouldn't do it at all. So for an example, like maybe you've decided that you want to eat healthier, but then you have a cookie at lunch and you're thinking like, well, I've blown it for today. I might as well just eat the rest of this box of cookies and have ice cream for dinner and I'll start again tomorrow. Or maybe you decided to start a new meditation practice and then you've missed a couple of days and you just throw in the towel and you decide, well, I guess I'm just not cut out for this. Like, this just isn't for me. It's not meant for me. So I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not even going to try. Those are examples of all or nothing thinking, and it can be kind of a slippery slope because it can hold you back from making progress in your lives. It can hold you back from achieving your goals, and it can stop you from really being your best self. That all or nothing mindset tells you basically either you're perfect or you're a failure, and it doesn't ever account for like the messy middle ground, which is honestly where most of the good stuff in life actually happens. So first and foremost, I want you to know that if you're caught in this all or nothing thinking pattern, you are not alone. Like I said in the beginning, so many people struggle with this. This is something that I've actually struggled with my whole life. I've talked about this. I actually talked about this in the last episode last Friday, but this podcast is actually something that's been a really big struggle for me to let go of that all or nothing mindset. Like, I'm always the type of person where I want to go as big and as bold as possible. And there have been so many times when I've been planning this podcast that I've almost given up because I'm like, well, you know, if I can't do it exactly right, or if I can't do it perfect, or if I can't do it, you know, the way that these studio podcasts are being produced, then what's the point of doing it? But that's just, I cringe when I think of myself in that mindset because it's just so wrong. Like, you do not need to be perfect to be good enough. Like, perfection, we talked about this in last episode as well, but perfection does not exist. It's not attainable. It's not achievable. And it's not something that you can ever actually make any progress towards. It's a human thing to want. Like, it's a very human thing. Like I've said, everybody struggles with this. Well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people struggle with this. Like I've said, I struggle with this a lot, but it is something that you can overcome. And that's what today's episode is all about, is how we are going to break free of this all or nothing mindset. So like, if you imagine that you're on a road trip, right? I'm big on examples. You guys will find this out throughout the podcast. Imagine you're taking a road trip, right? It's a physical manifestation of progress. You start in point A, you drive several hundred miles, and you end up in point B, right? If you're doing this road trip and you got a flat tire halfway through your road trip, you would never throw in the towel and be like, well, tire's flat, we can't go on, so we might as well go back, and then turn around and give up. Like, you would never do that. You would fix your tire, or you'd call AAA, or you'd call your insurance company, you would get it fixed, and you would carry on. So that's exactly how we need to approach our personal growth journeys too. That's exactly how we need to approach our mindset. Just because the progress might not be moving as quickly as you want, or it might not, you know, you might not be hitting the milestones that you want to be as soon as you want to be, that doesn't mean that you should stop altogether. That's that all or nothing mindset that's kind of getting in your way. So how do we start shifting away from that thinking? How do we kind of get out of that all or nothing mindset? I've got three simple little tips and tricks that I practiced for myself that I wanted to share with you guys that have helped me kind of overcome that all or nothing thinking when I find myself doing that. First of all, I want you to celebrate the small wins, like celebrating those little victories. It can be as small or as big as you want it to be. Maybe say your goal is to drink more water, and today you drank one more glass of water than you did the day before. Maybe you're trying to practice mindfulness and you took a couple of deep breaths before doing something stressful. Like, those can be wins. I think a lot of the times we get so focused and so wrapped up on these like big, important, like visibly exciting milestones that we kind of forget about those small wins. But if you can kind of train your brain to notice those little victories and celebrate those small wins, that can help you build momentum, which ultimately leads to progress, and can also help you get out of that all or nothing thinking where you're like, well, if it's not something that I'd throw a party for, then it's not important. But that's not true. If you can celebrate those small victories and celebrate those little wins, that is when you can start to build momentum towards your goals, make progress towards your project, your goals, whatever it is you want to make progress on. Second of all, my second tip is to embrace the power of good enough. Like we talked about last episode on Friday, perfect can turn into the enemy of the good. Like we also mentioned earlier in this episode, there is no such thing as perfection. There's no such thing as being perfect. And at a certain point, if you're so focused on being perfect and getting everything done perfectly, you're not really getting anything done. So sometimes it's really powerful to embrace that like good enough is good enough mindset. I heard this advice a couple of years ago and it really resonated with me. Say that your home is super messy. Say you live in an apartment and your apartment is just a wreck, like a disaster, and you really need to clean it, but the idea of cleaning it is so overwhelming. So you get so focused on thinking like, okay, I need to clean this entire apartment. I need to get it perfectly clean, like it needs to be 100% spotless. And you get so overwhelmed with this feeling of like your room, your apartment, whatever needs to be clean, that you get into this mindset where you feel like if I can't get it cleaned exactly the way I want, I might as well just not clean it. And then you end up staying with your, you know, wreck of an apartment or your wreck of a home and nothing is clean. If you can kind of embrace that good enough mindset, maybe you say, okay, I don't have time to clean my entire apartment right now, but I do have 15 minutes. I can make my bed. I can clean my bedroom. I can wash the dishes. You don't have to do 100% of something 100% of the time. Sometimes if you do something a little bit half-assed, that's okay if it means you're getting it done, whereas you may not have gotten anything done if you stuck in that all or nothing thinking. Does that make sense? Obviously, I'm not advocating for you like not doing anything or like doing things lazily or doing things half-assed on purpose, but if you find yourself constantly getting stuck not doing anything at all because you're so paralyzed with this feeling of it needs to be perfect if I'm gonna do it, try to embrace this good enough is good enough mindset instead of that black and white all or nothing thinking. And that can kind of help kickstart your progress and get you started with whatever it is that you need to accomplish. Lastly, my third piece of advice, unfortunately, this one is the hardest, but also probably the most important. You need to practice self-compassion when you stumble. You need to be kinder to yourself. A lot of times I notice when people get stuck in this all or nothing mindset, this all or nothing thinking, they are also people that tend to be really, really hard on themselves. I am exhibit A. I am so hard on myself all the time. My expectations of myself are through the roof for everything that I do. But that can be really, really hard, and eventually you're gonna burn out. Like if your standards for yourself are through the roof and you're always expecting perfection, which as we know, as we have established, is not achievable, you're always gonna be falling short of your own expectations. Like you're never gonna be meeting your own goals. So one of the ways that I kind of like to practice this self-compassion is imagining that I have a friend who's in the same situation and asking myself what I would say to them. Like if I had a best friend who was, you know, in the same exact scenario that I'm in, say her apartment is a wreck and she's so stressed out and she just can't get anything done, I would never like yell at her or like beat her down and make her feel bad for the way it, like the state of her apartment. No, I would help her through it. I would help her make a plan. I would let her vent. Like I would make sure that she feels like she's in a safe place to start making progress, even if it's baby steps. And you need to have that same self-compassion for yourself. Like you kind of need to gentle parent yourself a little bit. It's so hard, but it is so, so worth it. You need to give yourself some grace because you deserve it. I promise you deserve it. It doesn't always feel like it, but you do deserve some grace. So I want to wrap up this episode by saying that life is not black and white. It's not about good or bad or perfect versus terrible. Life is about all those in-between moments when things are in motion and things are in progress. Like, think about how boring your entire life would be if everything were perfect and flawless. Like, we as human beings, we'd have no drive to create new things. We'd have no drive to like solve problems and like make progress. We wouldn't even have stories to tell. Like if everything were perfect, there would be no point to anything. So it's when we let go of that all or nothing thinking that we can really open our minds and open ourselves up to seeing that beautiful progress, even if it's imperfect, because that progress, that like in between moment, is the real beautiful part, not the ending when something is quote unquote perfect. It's that in between imperfect part that makes something so beautiful. So this week, I challenge you guys to notice when you're kind of getting stuck in that all or nothing mindset. And when you notice that happening, if you can, pause and take a second and see if you can use any of the three tactics that we talk about in this episode. See if there are any small wins that you can celebrate instead of dwelling on something that feels like a loss. Or see if you can accept something that you're working on as good enough instead of trying to make it absolutely perfect. Or see if there's a moment where you can be more compassionate towards yourself and maybe make a plan or a roadmap for the future rather than just dogpiling on and beating yourself up for something that's already happened and you can't do anything about. So remember that small steps forward are still steps forward. Progress is not always linear, and you do not have to be perfect to make progress. You just have to keep showing up one step at a time. So I would love to hear how this goes for you guys. Drop me a message on social media. I have all of the Sunshine Daily social media as well as my own personal social media linked in the show notes. Or you can leave me a comment on today's episode if you're listening on Spotify. But that is going to be it for this one. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you tomorrow for Tune In Tuesday. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sunshine Daily. Remember that small steps can create big changes, and tomorrow brings all new opportunities to grow. If you enjoyed today's episode, spread the sunshine by sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and following along with us on socials at the Sunshine Daily Podcast. Until next time, keep shining, and I'll see you in the next episode.